Hi, I'm Leslie Davenport, and I invite you on a journey into deep, restorative sleep. So settle into your bed and move around until you get really comfortable as possible. And when you're ready, close your eyes and imagine your bedroom as a protected space, a space that's clearly set apart from activities and concerns of your day-to-day life. Maybe the ceiling and walls themselves form a shield. Or perhaps you want to add an energetic barrier, like a dome, safe and comfortable, where deep restfulness and sleep occur within this protected area. Notice the shape, size, and color of your protective shield and adjust it until it's just right. Know that outside of the shield, anything you need to attend to will be there for you later when the time is right. Just as you've adjusted the light in the room just the way you want it, whether it's completely dark or with some soft light, imagine doing the same inside yourself. Take a moment right now to dial down the lights internally to that same restful setting within. And do the same with sound. You know, all those voices that accompany you during the day, like the ones that remind you of tasks? Dial down the volume on all those internal voices, keeping the volume off for the same amount of time you will be sleeping. So name inside yourself the amount of time you will reside in this restorative sleep. Is it 6 hours? 8? More? Let it be just right for you and set your internal clock now. Great. This is the time now for entering deep restorative sleep. So recall for a moment the feeling of a smooth river stone, letting it rest in the palm of your hand. Feel how the stone completely gives its weight to you. It doesn't use effort to push down, nor does it lift away, but it fully surrenders its weight into your hand. Tune in to that feeling, that experience of deep rest. Let the stone teach your body how to rest that deeply. Now transfer that experience of complete rest to the back of your head and feel the full weight of your head resting into the softness beneath it, the same way the stone rested in your palm. You're not pushing down into the pillow and you're not lifting up. Just let the natural weight of your head be fully supported in the softness. Let your head rest completely. Now do the same thing with your eyes, letting them sink down to rest ever so softly. Now let this deep rest begin to travel throughout your body, flowing now into your upper back and shoulders, feeling restfulness, allowing your jaw to be loose, your throat open and comfortable. Allow the full length of your arms to rest. And allow that feeling to continue down your back. And even that natural quality of restfulness within the internal organs, allowing them to feel natural, comfortable. Settling into the softness through your hips and legs, all the way down to the soles of your feet and toes. Your entire body now, fully resting, fully supported. Now imagine in your mind's eye a small ball of yarn. This wound ball of yarn holds the last little bit of residual tension you may have. Find the place where the tip of the yarn stands out, and now watch as the ball of yarn begins to roll slowly, unwinding as it rolls. The strand of yarn now beginning to unfurl and rest on the floor, becoming longer as it continues to roll slowly, decompressing, spaciousness around it now. Let this unwinding mirror the feeling of the unwinding of any residual tension within you. Like tiny muscle fiber softening, watch as the ball continues to release from its very core, the soft yarn now stretched out, free, spacious, open and resting. You may have noticed on many occasions in your life that you've been carried easily, like a leaf floating on a stream, from wakefulness into sleep. Like a river with a set course, a part of you already knows the way there. So let yourself be carried now. Just let go. Feel yourself being carried now on that safe and gentle current into deep, deep rest. And finally, sleep.